Father, as the night of David mentioned, the 12th hour apostolic letter to the congregation of Alexander the 12th, on Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is June 28, 2017. It is the 5th day of the 4th month, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. Shroud rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Yahshua is a rock in a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Yahshua is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fear's alarm, no fear for the flight, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Yahshua is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Yahshua is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us be, shelter in the time of storm. He'll never leave a safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Yahshua is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Yahshua is a rock in a weary land, shelter in the time of storm. Oh, run divine, oh, if you stay, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Yahshua is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Yahshua is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Part 7, Defile. Judgment of Damascus, Kedar, and Elam, Jeremiah 49, verse 23. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings. They are faint-hearted. There is sorrow on the sea. They cannot be quiet. Damascus is waxed feeble and turns herself to flee. And fear has seized on her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her as a woman in travail. How is the city of praise not left, the city of my joy? Therefore her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith the Yahshua of the host. And I will kindle the fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazar, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, shall smite, this saith the Yahshua, arise ye, go up to Kedar, and spoil the men of the east. their tents and their flocks shall they take away. They shall take to themselves their curtains and all their vessels and their camels, and they shall cry unto them. Fear is on every side. Flee, get you far off. Dwell deep, O ye inhabitants of Hazor, saith Yahshua, or Yahweh. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived a purpose against you. Arise, get you up unto the wealthy nation that dwelleth without care, saith Yahweh, which have neither gates nor bars, which dwell alone. Now, what is this wealthy nation? That is the land of Israel. And their camels shall be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle a spoil, and I will scatter unto all winds them that are in the utmost corners, and I will bring their calamity from all sides thereof, saith Yahweh. And Hazor shall be a dwelling for dragons, and a desolation forever. There shall no man abide there, nor any son of man dwell in it. The word of Yahweh that came unto Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, this saith the Yahweh of the host, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might, and upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of the heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation, whether the outcast of Elam shall not come. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their life, and I will bring evil upon them every, even my fierce anger, saith Yahweh, and I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and I will destroy from thence the king and the princes, saith Yahweh. But it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, saith the Yahweh. Okay, so now it says that's the end of Jeremiah 49. Let's go right on into now Jeremiah chapter 15, and we're looking at judgment of Babylon. Judgment of Babylon, Jeremiah 50, verse 1, the word that the Yahweh spake against Babylon, against the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet, declare you among the nations. Now, folks, this is a latter-day prophecy. This prophecy now is time for its starting its fulfillment. Declare you among the nations, and publish and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not, say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north it cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her desolate, make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, saith Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek the Yahweh their Elohim. They shall ask the way unto Zion, with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not. For they have sinned against the Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even the Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country. They shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall be a spoil. All that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith Yahweh. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O you destroyers of mine heritage. Because you are grown fat as a heifer at grass, and bellow as bull. Your mother shall be sore confounded. She that bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Because of the wrath of Yahweh, it shall not be inhabited. They shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about. All ye that bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Yahweh. Shout against her round about, she hath given her hand. Her foundations are fallen, her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Yahweh. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done, do unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that hammeth the sickle in the time of harvest, for fear the oppressing sword. They shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee every one to his own land. Redemption of Israel. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and Lashish Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore thus saith the Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, and as I have punished the king of Assyria, and I will bring Israel again unto his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and in that time, saith Yahweh, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Go up against the land of Marathon, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekah. Waste and utterly destroy after them, saith Yahweh, and do according unto all that I have commanded thee. A sound of the battle is in the land, and of the great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against the Yahweh. Yahweh hath opened his armory, and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Yahweh Elohim of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border. Open her storehouses. Cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly, that nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion, the vengeance of the Yahweh or Elohim, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow. Camp against it, round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense her according unto her work, according to all that she hath done. Do unto her, for she hath been proud against Yahweh, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith Yahweh. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith Yahweh Elohim of the host. For thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee. And the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up, and I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall be devour all round about him. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. Yahweh of hosts is his name, or the Yahshua of the hosts. Actually, their Redeemer is Yahshua the Son. For their Redeemer is strong, for the Yahshua of the host is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest unto the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. So actually, we're talking about Yahshua, really, in all these prophecies. But it's written in such a way that keep in mind that Yahweh gave his name to Elijah in the Old Testament, there in Malachi, and in the Hebrew it was two parts of the Father's name, Eliyahu, spelt with seven letters. And that's all Elijah knew. He was called by the Father's name. So, Yahshua is called by the Father's name as well. So when we say Yahweh of hosts, we're talking about Yahshua of hosts as well, if not first and foremost. All right, judgment of Babylon, verse 35. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith Yahweh, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her. And they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. For it is the land of the graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the islands shall dwell there. And the owls shall dwell therein. And it shall be no more inhabited forever. Neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As Yahweh overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities thereof, saith Yahweh, so shall no man abide there, and neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses, every one put in array, like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hands waxed feeble. Anguish took hold of him, and pangs as of a woman in travail. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan unto the habitation of the strong, that I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? This is talking about Elijah in his last days. He's the only one and the prophecies of the last days that will fit this description. Therefore, hear ye the counsel of Yahweh that he hath taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he hath purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out, surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will raise up against Babylon, and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying man. Now that's Jeremiah 51, verse 1. So this brings us to the end of Jeremiah chapter 50, and we will take up 51 as our next chapter. And verse 2, it says, and will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her, and shall empty her land, for in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Jeremiah 51:3, against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifteth himself up in his brigandine, and spare ye not her young men, destroy ye utterly all her host. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans. Now these Chaldeans, remember, this is the land of Babylon. This is the land of the Gentiles. And let's continue. And they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his Elohim, of the Yahweh of the host, though the land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Now this Holy One of Israel is talking about the son Yahshua particularly. So let's reread that verse 5 again. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his Yahweh, the Father, of the Yahshua of the host, the Son. Though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel, which is Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel, flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of Yahshua's vengeance, or Yahweh's vengeance. He will render unto her recompense. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of Yahweh's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Yahweh's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain. If so be, she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go every one into his own country. For her judgment reaches unto heaven and is lifted up even to the sky. Yahweh hath brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of Yahweh our Elohim. Destruction of Babylon by the Medes. Now we have Donald Trump is the antitypical king of Persia, of the Medes and the Persians today. So now this is a modern day prophecy, where this prophecy is for now. Jeremiah 51:11. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. Yahweh has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his device is against Babylon, to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Yahweh, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon, make the watch strong, set up the watchmen, prepare the ambushes, for Yahweh hath both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. O thou that dwellest upon the many waters, abundant in treasure, thine end is come, and the measure of covetousness. For the Yahweh, Yahshua the host, has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up the shout against thee. Well, actually, this is Yahweh, of course, I guess, but the Father talking. He hath made the earth by his power. Yeah, this is the Yahweh. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heaven. And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasury. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is the is falsehood. And there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of arrows in the time of their visitation. They shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the form of all things, and Israel is a rod of his inheritance. The Yahweh of the host is his name. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers, and I will render unto Babylon and unto all the inhabitants of the Chaldeans all their evil that they have done in Zion and your sight, saith Yahweh. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith Yahweh, which destroyeth all the earth. Now here it is right here. He says he destroys all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks and will make thee a burnt mountain. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner nor a stone for foundation. But thou shalt be desolate forever, saith Yahweh. Set ye up a standard in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations against her. Call together against her the kingdoms of the Ararat, Mene and Ashkenaz. Appoint a captain against her. Cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains thereof, and all the rulers thereof, and all the land of his dominion, and the land shall tremble in sorrow, for every purpose of the Yahweh shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holes. Their might has failed. They became as women. They have burned her dwelling places. Her bars are broken. One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end, and that the passages are stopped, and the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are affrighted. For this saith the Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her, yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicacies. He hath cast me out. For the violence done unto me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea shall Jerusalem say. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. And Babylon shall become heaps, the dwelling place for dragons, and astonishment, and a hissing without an inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions, they shall yell as lions' whelps. In their heat I will make their feast, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith Yahweh. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he goats. How is Shishak taken? And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How has Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? His sea has come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land, and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth. Neither doth any son of man pass thereby. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nation shall not throw together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Warning to flee impending disaster. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Yahweh. Unless your heart faint and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year, and shall come a rumor and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come unto her from the north, saith Yahweh. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at the Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Yahweh fall, and let Yerushalayim come into your mind. We are confounded, because we have heard reproach. Shame hath covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house. Wherefore, behold, the day is come, says Yahweh, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up unto heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith Yahweh. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Because Yahweh hath spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great water, a noise of their voice is uttered. Because the spoiler is come up on her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken. For Yahweh Elohim of the constant, of the recompenses shall surely requite. And I will make drunk her princes, and her wise men, her captains, and her rulers, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the king, whose name is the Yahshua of the host. Thus saith the Yahshua of the host. The broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Shariah the son of Neriah the son of Messiah, when he went with Zedekiah the king of Judah into Babylon, in the fourth year of his reign, and this Shariah was a quiet prince. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Shariah, when thou comest to Babylon, and shalt see and shalt read all these words, then shalt thou say, O Yahweh, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates, and thou shalt say, this shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. Okay, that ends Jeremiah chapter 51. Let's go right on into chapter 52 and finish off this book of the Jeremiah. Zedekiah was 1 and 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamathul, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Yahweh it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah that he had cast them out from his presence. And Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and built forts against it round about. So the city was besieged into the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king and overtook Zedekiah and the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up unto the king of Babylon, to Riblah, in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew the son of Zedekiah before his eyes. He slew also all the princes of Judah and Riblah. Then he put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in chains, and carried him to Babylon, and put him in prison till the day of his death. Now in the 5th month, in the 10th day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the guard, which served the king of Babylon, to Jerusalem. And burnt the house of Yahweh and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and all the houses of the great men burnt he with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard break down all the walls of Jerusalem round about. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, carried away captive certain of the poor of the people, and the residue of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away, that fell to the king of Babylon, and the rest to multitude. But Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, left certain of the poor of the land for vine dresses and for husbandmen. Also the pillars of brass that were in the house of Yahweh, and the basin, and the brazen sea that was in the house of Yahweh, the Chaldeans brake and carried all the brass of them to Babylon. The cauldrons also, and the shovels, and the snuffers, and the bowls, and the spoons, and all the vessels of brass, wherewith they ministered, took they away. And the basins, and the fire pans, and the bowls, and the cauldrons, and the candlesticks, and the spoons, and the cups, that which was of the gold in gold, and that which was of silver in silver, took the captain of the guard away. The two pillars, one sea and 12 basins, bulls that were under the basin, which King Solomon had made in the house of Yahweh. The brass of all these vessels was without weight, and concerning the pillars, the height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and the fillet of 12 cubits did compass it. And the thickness thereof was 4 fingers. It was hollow, and its chapiter of brass was upon it. And the height of the one chapiter is 5 cubits, with network and pomegranates upon the chapiters round about, all of brass. The second pillar also and the pomegranates were like unto these. and there were 96 pomegranates on a side, and all the pomegranates upon the network were 100 round about. And the captain of the guard took Sherebiah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, the second priest, and the three keepers of the door. He took also out of the city a eunuch, which had the charge of the men of war, and 7 men of them that were near the king's person, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the midst of the city. So Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, and the king of Babylon smote them and put them to death in Riblah, in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive out of his own land. This is the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 3,000 Jews and 23. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 25th day of the month, that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of the prison, and spake kindly unto him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. And for his diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life. That ends Jeremiah 52 and the whole book of Jeremiah. It's over with, folks. Now, you know what? We don't know what's in the book of Lamentations that follows Jeremiah. We never even mention the word, ever. I don't see why we shouldn't just go ahead and read right on with Lamentations. We need to know what's in these scriptures. And so I'm going to start with Lamentations chapter 1. And let's read about the author. Jeremiah is the author of this book, written about 586 B.C. Lamentations consists of 5 poems describing the misery and desolation in Jerusalem following its fall, Yahweh's anger with his people, and the consequences for the people. All right, let's read about it. Chapter 1, verse 1. Distress in Jerusalem. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow, she that was great among the nations and princes among the provinces? How is she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks among all her lovers. She hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Doesn't that sound like today? With Israel today? Does that sound like the Seventh-day Adventist Church today that has finally joined up with the enemy so that they could have some friends? Otherwise, they didn't have any friends until the Adventists joined up with the enemies all around them. Judah is gone into captivity because of the affliction and because of the great servitude. Judah's a lawgiver. This is the house of David. She dwelleth among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn because none come to the solemn feast. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper, for the Yahweh hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgression. Her children are gone into captivity before the enemy. and from the daughter of Zion all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her misery all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy and none did help her. The adversary saw her and did mock at her Sabbath. You see the Sabbath, S-A-B-B-A-T-H-S? Jerusalem had grievously sinned. Therefore she is removed. All that honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sigheth and turneth backward. Her filthiness is in her skirt. She remembereth not her last end. Therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comfort, O Yahweh. Behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. Adversary has spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things. For she hath seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. All her people sigh, they seek bread, they have given their pleasant things for meat to relieve the soul. See, O Yahweh, and consider, for I am become vile. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me. Wherewith the Yahweh hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He hath spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed and come up upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fall. The Yahweh hath delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. The Yahweh hath trodden under foot all my mighty men. In the midst of me he hath called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Yahweh hath trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a winepress. For these things I weep, mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevails. Zion spreadeth forth her hands, and there is none to comfort her. The Yahweh hath commanded concerning Jacob. This is the house of David today. Now when we see this word Jacob, his name Jacob, should be round about him. Jerusalem is as a mistress, a woman among them. Yahweh is righteous. How about the Yeshua, the Son? This is who Jeremiah really is talking about. The Yeshua is righteous. For I have rebelled against his commandment. Right? The Father and the Son commandments are co-joined together between the two of them. Hear, I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. I call for my lovers, but they deceive me. My priests and mine elders gave up the ghost in the city while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. Behold, O Yeshua, for I am in distress. My bowels are troubled. Mine heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaveth at home. There is as death. They have heard that I sigh. There is none to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that thou hast done it. Thou wilt bring the day that thou hast called, and they shall be like unto me. Let all their wickedness come before thee, and do unto them as thou hast done unto me, for all my transgressions. For my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. Now here's Jeremiah. What are his transgressions? What were his transgressions? They weren't any. He was called from the womb to be Yahweh's servant, to do what he did as a witness and a testimony to Israel. To Judah, more preferably. that Jeremiah is like Daniel. He's confessing the sins of his people. And he's leading the way, confessing his sins first, because he's one with the people. Lamentation for Jerusalem, chapter 2. How hath the Yahweh covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger. What is Yahweh's footstool today? It's the house of David, the tribe of Judah, the lawgiver. Now it says in Psalms 99:5, it says, exalt ye the Yeshua, our Savior, our Redeemer, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Okay, let's go back to Lamentations chapter 2, verse 2. Yes, Yahweh has swallowed up all the inhabitants, the habitations of Jacob. In other words, all the habitations of Judah, and hath not pitied. He hath thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He hath brought them down to the ground. He hath polluted the kingdom and the princes thereof. Now this word pollute or polluted is the same thing, goes with defile or defilement. That's the name of our series, is defiled. He hath cut off in his fierce anger all the horn of Israel. He hath drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he burned against Jacob like a flaming fire, which devours round about. He hath bent his bow like an enemy. He stood with his right hand as an adversary, and slew all that were pleasant to the eye in the tabernacle of the daughter of Zion. He poured out his fury like fire. Yahweh was as an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed his stronghold, and hath increased in the daughter of Judah the mourning and lamentation. And he hath violently taken away his tabernacle as if it were of a garden. He hath destroyed his palaces of the assembly. Yahweh has caused the solemn feast and Sabbath to be forgotten in Zion. Here's a solemn feast and Sabbath. And hath despised in the indignation of his anger the king and the priest. Yahweh hath cast off his altar, he hath abhorred his sanctuary, he hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. He hath made a noise in the house of the Yahweh as in the day of a solemn feast. Yahweh hath purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He hath stretched out a line, he hath not withdrawn his hand from destroying their fort. He made the rampart and the wall to lament. They languish together. Her gates are sunk into the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the Gentiles. The law is no more her prophets. Also find no vision from the Yahweh. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground and keep silent. They have cast of dust upon their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground. My eyes do fail with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured upon the earth for the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the suckling swoon in the streets of the city. They say unto their mothers, where is corn and wine? When they swooned as a wounded in the streets of the city, when their soul was poured out into their mother's bosom. What things shall I take up to witness for thee? What things shall I liken unto thee, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I equal unto thee, that I may comfort thee, O virgin daughter of Zion? For thy breach is great like the sea. Who can heal thee? Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment. So you see the iniquity that run rampant in the Adventist church for 65, 70 years from 1844. That's what's taking them into captivity. They went into captivity of their own iniquity. Verse 15, all that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All thine enemies have opened their mouth against thee. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we looked for. We have found, we have seen it. Yahweh hath done that which he had devised. He hath fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of the old. He hath thrown down and hath not pitied, and he hath caused thine enemies to rejoice over thee. He hath set up the horn of thine adversary. Their heart cried unto the Yahweh, O wall of the daughter of Zion. Let tears run down like a river, day and night. Give thyself no rest. Let not the apple of thine eye see. Arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches. Pour out thine heart like water before the face of the Yahweh. Lift up thine hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger in the top of every street. Behold, O Yahweh, and consider unto whom thou hast done this. Surely the women eat their fruit and children of a span long. Shall the priest or the prophet be slain in the sanctuary of Yahweh? The young and the old lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men are fallen by the sword. Thou hast slain them in the day of thine anger. Thou hast killed and not pitied. Thou hast called as in a solemn day my terrors round about, so that in the day of the Yahweh's anger none escape nor remain. Those that I have swaddled and brought up hath mine enemy consumed. This brings the first lesson of this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Pearly White City. There's a holy and beautiful city whose builder and ruler is Yah. And saw it descending from heaven and that person excelled he trod. His high massive wall is of jasper. The city is sepulchral gold, and when my veil can't hear is folded, when I shall its glory behold. In that bright city, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a heart, and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting and longing for the white city, and so coming down. No sin is allowed in that city, and nothing defiling on me. No pain and no sickness can enter, no crape on the door nor be seen. Her sorrows and cares are forgotten, no tempter is there to ignore. No parting words have ever spoken, there's nothing to hurt and destroy. In that bright city, holy white city, I have a mansion,
Down.